19 31 80 06 07.
Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I've got some great music to wake up to, some Vivaldi, music from the soundtrack to the very popular TV show Downton Abbey, some oboe music, of course, and a great giveaway to go and hear the Borden String Quartet. We're going to begin on an optimistic note. Spring looks like it's almost here, and this is spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. We're going to be hearing a performance by Nigel Kennedy. Now, he was born into a musical family and was a child prodigy himself, having studied both at the Yehudi Menuhin School of Music and the Juilliard School of Music in New York with none other than Dorothy DeLay. Now, this recording that we're going to sample this morning of the Four Seasons was done with the English Chamber Orchestra. It came out in 1989, sold over 2 million copies, and earned a place as one of the best-selling classical works ever at that time. The album did remain on the top of the UK charts for over a year, with sales equivalent to one copy sold every 30 seconds. Way to go! So, let's celebrate spring. Here is Nigel Kennedy.
Thank you.
That makes me just feel like skipping down a lovely, flowery lawn. It's beautiful. That was Nigel Kennedy and the English Chamber Orchestra and Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And you're listening to CITR at 101.9 FM this Sunday morning, and this is Classical Chaos. And I'm going to continue with some music that you may recognize if you're one of the millions of regular viewers of the popular British television series Downton Abbey. We're going to be hearing The Suite by John Lunn.
Thank you.
The Chamber Orchestra of London with Alistair King directing. And that was the suite from the soundtrack to Downton Abbey, composed by John Lunn. And we're going to do it a little earlier this morning. I'm speaking of my favorite time of the show. It's oboe music time. And this morning, music by English composer Vaughan Williams. Now, he created what is sometimes referred to as the English pastoral by breathing life into new English folk traditions. Now, these six studies of English folk songs that we're going to be hearing were originally written back in 1927 for cello, but they're going to be performed this morning in an arrangement for the cor anglais and piano. So let's take a listen. Here is Jeremy Palmier and Diana Ambache.
Thank you.
From the CD Sweet Melancholy, that was Jeremy Palmier on English horn, joined by Diana Ambache on piano, and Vaughan Williams' Six Studies in English Folk Songs.
I will say B, Peru.
I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You could buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
Well, and a big thank you to all the Classical Chaos listeners who very generously helped us get over that mark. You were fantastic, and I want to say thanks very much from my heart. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR on this Sunday morning, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I'm going to let you know on a great concert that's coming up on April 9th. This is part of the Friends of Chamber Music 2013 season. And it's a performance by, get this, the Borodin String Quartet. This is one of the most enduring chamber music ensembles. They were formed back in the Soviet Union in 1945 by four Moscow Conservatory students. And they have basically got the attention of the country's musical elite. In 1953, they were requested to perform at Stalin's funeral, and they also soon struck up a great partnership with composer Dmitri Shostakovich, who personally supervised their study of each of his string quartets. And I have a treat for you this morning. We're going to be hearing the results of this partnership from a recording with the original members of the Borodin String Quartet and some music by Shostakovich. Here is the String Quartet No. 7, Opus 108, written back in 1960.
Thank you.
the original members of the Borodin String Quartet and Shostakovich's Quartet No. 7. And I do have a treat this Sunday morning, a giveaway to hear the current members of the Borodin String Quartet coming up on April 9th at the Vancouver Playhouse with a fantastic program of Shostakovich and Tchaikovsky. Be the first caller in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487, and the tickets may be yours. In the meantime, let's go back to the Mexican Baroque and some music by the Ensemble Chanticleer. It's an a cappella men's group that was founded in 1978 in San Francisco. It translates to clear singing and was founded by Luis Botto. He was an avid musicologist who was always concerned that there were not enough career positions available for choral singers and dedicated that Chanticleer should thus so provide. Well, he seems to have made it a reality. It started back in 1991. And this ensemble of the year continues to perform great choral music. This morning we're going to sample a taste of the Mexican Baroque. Here is Chanticleer. Chanticleer performing Mexican Baroque music by Manuel de Sumaya. You're listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And I want to say thanks to all of you who called in for the tickets. It's a hot commodity, the Board and String Quartet. They are coming to town on April 9th at the Vancouver Playhouse. And I think to celebrate, I could warrant another listen of them. So this time, it's the current quartet and some music by Haydn.
Thank you.
So Brilliant. That was the Borodin String Quartet and the opening movement from Haydn's String Quartet in B minor. And you can catch them once again coming up on April 9th at the Vancouver Playhouse. Now, you've been listening to Classical Chaos this Sunday morning here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And do stay listening to a fantastic program with a great host, Worku and Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. It's coming up at 10 till noon. Till next Sunday at 9 a.m. I'll leave you now with some music from Vancouver's own Ensemble Viveza.